Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I am Abhishek Mukhopadhyay with the Midday News. The headlines. Lok Sabha passes Viksit Bharat Ji Ramji Bill 2025. Union Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan says Modi government implemented MG Narega scheme effectively. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says Indian diaspora has become a living example of coexistence and cooperation, addresses Indian community at Muscat in Oman on the last leg of his three-nation tour, India-Oman to sign much-awaited comprehensive economic partnership agreement today, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh addresses Air Force Commanders Conclave in New Delhi, vehicles in Delhi without pollution control certificate not to get petrol in Delhi from today, and in badminton, men's doubles pair of Sattvik Sairaj Ranki Reddy and Chirag Shetty to play for semi-final in BWF World Tour Finals in Hangzhou, China today. The Lok Sabha has passed the Viksit Bharat Guarantee for Rozgar and Ajivika Mission Grameen Viksit Bharat Ji Ramji Bill 2025. The legislation will replace the 20-year-old Mahatma Gandhi National Rural Employment Guarantee Act 2005. The bill seeks to establish a rural development framework aligned with the national vision of Viksit Bharat at 2047. Under the legislation, a statutory guarantee of 125 days of wage employment will be provided in every financial year to every rural household whose adult members volunteer to undertake unskilled manual work. Replying to the discussion on the bill, Union Rural Development Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan said, under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, the MG Narega scheme has been implemented in a proper and effective manner. He said under MG Narega, the UPA government had spent only 2 lakh 13,000 crore rupees, while the Narendra Modi government spent over 8 lakh 53,000 crore rupees.
We don't want to save money. We want to give employment. We want to make the village developed. This year, the budget is set for 1,51,282 crore rupees. And where will this money go? It will go to the laborers for their labor. It will go to the development of the village. The government of India alone will spend over 95,600 crore rupees.
Our correspondent has more details on this bill.
The Viksit Bharat Ji Ramji Bill represents a major upgrade over MGNREGA, fixing structural weakness while enhancing employment, transparency, planning and accountability. It will strengthen the rural economy through productive asset creation, higher incomes and better resilience. With a stronger social protection, better connectivity, deeper digital access and more diverse rural livelihoods, the new legislation aims to create both employment and durable rural infrastructure through 4 priority verticals. These are water security through water-related works, core rural infrastructure, livelihood-related infrastructure, and special works to mitigate extreme weather events. This landmark legislation aims to establish a future-ready, convergence-driven, saturation-oriented rural development architecture. The legislation also provides for unemployment allowance if employment is not provided within 15 days. With Dipendra, this is Anand Kumar for Akashvani News, Delhi.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said diversity in India is a strong base of his culture, and for Indians, every day brings in new colours, every season becomes a new festival, every tradition comes with a new idea. The Prime Minister was addressing the Indian community and students in Muscat in a program called Maitri Parv on the second day his visit to Oman today. The Prime Minister said wherever Indians go and wherever they live, they respect diversity. He said Indian diaspora has become a living example of coexistence and cooperation.
भारत में हमारी डाइवर्सिटी हमारी संस्कृति का मजबूत आधार है. हमारे लिए हर दिन एक नया रंग लेकर के आता है. हर मौसम एक नया उत्सव बन जाता है. हर परंपरा एक नई सोच के साथ आती है. और यही कारण है कि हम भारतीय कहीं भी जाए कहीं भी रहे हम डाइवर्सिटी का सम्मान करते हैं.
The program Maitri Parv celebrates the completion of 50 years of the Indian schooling system in Oman. The Prime Minister elaborated Maitri Parv as maritime heritage, aspirations, innovations, trust and technology, respect and inclusive growth. Earlier this morning, the Prime Minister addressed the India-Oman Business Summit in Muscat, attended by business leaders from both the countries. He said the summit will give new direction and momentum to bilateral ties between the two countries.
Mandvi aur Muscat ke beech Arab Sagar ek majboot bridge bana hai. Ek aisa bridge jisne hamare rishton ko majboot kiya, culture aur economy ko taakat di. Aaj hum vishwas ke saath keh sakte hain ki samandar ki lehrein badalti hain, mausam badalte hain, lekin Bharat Oman ki dosti har mausam mein aur majboot hoti hai aur har lehar ke saath nayi unchai ko chhooti hai.
Addressing the summit, Union Commerce Minister Piyush Goyal said India and Oman will sign the Comprehensive Economic Partnership Agreement, or CEPA, aimed at deepening trade and economic cooperation.
CEPA will act as an enabler of a more ambitious future by offering duty-free access, addressing trade barriers and simplifying rules. It will allow our exports to be more competitively priced in each other's economies. We invite Omani business persons to leverage India's vibrant market, while Indian businesses will find Oman as a strategic gateway to the Gulf, Africa and West Asia.
Later today, the Prime Minister will hold a meeting with the Sultan of Oman, Sultan Haitham bin Tariq, at his palace. We have more from a correspondent.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi reached at the exhibition center amidst tumultuous welcome given by the Indian community living in Oman. The country is home to around 7 lakh Indians living here. The diaspora belonging to various states and regions of India unitedly welcomed him, wearing colorful dresses, singing, dancing, cheering their beloved Prime Minister, who is leaving nothing to chance to further cementing the friendly ties with Oman. Love and celebrations were all around in the jam-packed hall, which was vibrating with happiness to see the Prime Minister. Rajesh Bali for Akashvani News from Oman.
Department of Atomic Energy Minister Dr. Jitendra Singh today presented the Sustainable Harnessing and Advancement of Nuclear Energy for Transforming India Shanti Bill 2025 in the Rajya Sabha. The Lok Sabha passed the bill yesterday with amendments. Our correspondent reports that the Shanti Bill is aimed at the development of nuclear energy and ionizing radiation for nuclear power generation for the welfare of the countrymen.
The bill seeks to provide a robust regulatory framework for its safe and secure utilization. It seeks to constitute the Atomic Energy Regulatory Board and the establishment of the Atomic Energy Redressal Advisory Council. The bill also provides for the liability of the central government by setting up a nuclear liability fund in the event of a nuclear incident. The legislation enables the board to regulate the manufacture, use, export, import, transport, transfer of any radioactive substances and radiation-generating equipment. The Advisory Council, constituted under the bill, will hear appeals against the orders or decisions of the Central Government or AERB. The bill further empowers the Central Government to specify measures for the security of radioactive substances and undertake exploration activities for discovery of uranium or thorium. The bill replaces the Atomic Energy Act 1962 and the Civil Liability for Nuclear Damage Act 2010. With Aman Yadav, Adarsh for Akashvani News, Delhi.
Union Minister of State and Prime Minister's Office, PMO, Dr. Jitendra Singh today said the government has started an ambitious flagship initiative, National Programme for Prevention and Control of Cancer, Diabetes, Cardiovascular Diseases and Stroke, NPCDCS, to provide cancer treatment in hospitals of every district of the country. Replying to the question in the Rajya Sabha, the minister said the government plans to set up 372 daycare care cancer centres in district hospitals in the next 3 years.
As far as treatment is concerned, as I mentioned, government has started an ambitious program to provide a cancer facility in virtually every district hospital in the country. This is a heterogeneous country. The nature of cancers also varies. About vaccine, the Department of Biotechnology has come out with the first ever HPV vaccine, which is said to have a preventive role in the prevention of cervical cancers, which are said to be very common, more prevalent among the young females in India. And we are negotiating with the health ministry how best to make it available to a larger population at an affordable price or free of cost.
Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman today introduced the Securities Markets Code Bill 2025 in Lok Sabha today. The bill seeks to consolidate and amend the laws relating to the securities markets. After the introduction of the bill, Mrs. Sitaraman proposed to refer this legislation to the Parliamentary Standing Committee of Finance for further scrutiny. She requested the Speaker to take a decision in this regard.
I rise to move for leave to introduce a bill to consolidate and amend the laws relating to the securities market and for matters connected therewith or incidental thereto.
Earlier, before the introduction of the bill, Manish Tiwari of the Congress and Arun Nehru of DMK opposed the introduction. India's airport network has expanded significantly from 74 airports in 2014 to 160 airports today under the Regional Air Connectivity Scheme, URAN. The scheme was launched in 2016 to make air travel affordable and accessible, connecting unserved and underserved regions. Replying to supplementaries during question hour in the Lok Sabha today, Civil Aviation Minister Ram Mohan Naidu said the government has successfully transformed existing airstrips into operational aviation hubs under the URAN scheme.
The ministry has always been very proactively working with the states in the construction. That is why in 2014, when we had 74 airports, now we have more than 160 airports in the country, because that approach is there from the government, especially after the UDAN scheme. We have looked into the existing airstrips, which were from the pre-independence era also, and we have, through the UDAN scheme, converted these airstrips into operationalized airports.
Defence Minister Rajnath Singh today asserted that Operation Sindoor has demonstrated India's high-impact, short-duration operational capability. Addressing the Air Force Commander's Conclave in New Delhi, the minister commended the performance of India's air defence system and other equipment using effectively during Operation Sindoor and urged commanders to take lessons from the operation for every future challenge. He praised the courage, speed and precision with which the Indian Air Force destroyed the terror camps during the operation. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. The Delhi government has enforced the no PUC, no fuel rule from today as part of an intensified multi-pronged drive to curb worsening air pollution in the national capital. Under the enforcement plan, petrol pumps across Delhi have stopped dispensing fuel to vehicles that do not possess valid pollution under control PUC certificates. PUCC and compliance have been monitored through camera-based systems. The rule has been implemented using automatic number plate recognition cameras. Forensic team will reach the site near Eco Park of New Town area in Kolkata today, where in a major fire incident, nearly 200 huts of a slum area have been completely destroyed last night. The team will collect samples from the site. No casualties reported in this incident. Personnel from the fire and emergency services took control of the situation after hours of fighting. In Bangladesh, security was heightened across Dhaka's diplomatic zone on Wednesday after police blocked a march by a group calling itself Julia Oikia, which had announced plans to proceed to the Indian High Commission in Gulshan. Thousands of protesters gathered near Rampura Bridge around 3:15 p.m. In badminton, Indian men's doubles pair of Sattvik Sairaj Ranki Reddy and Chirag Shetty will take on Fazar Alfian and Mohammad Shoaibul Fikri of Indonesia this evening as they look to seal a semi-final berth in the BWF World Tour Finals in Hangzhou, China. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Lok Sabha passes Viksit Bharat Ji Ramji Bill 2025. Union Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan says Modi government implemented MG Narega scheme effectively. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says Indian diaspora has become a living example of coexistence and cooperation. Addresses Indian community at Muscat in Oman on the last leg of his three-nation tour. India and Oman to sign much-awaited comprehensive economic partnership agreement today. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh addresses Air Force Commander's Conclave in New Delhi. Vehicles in Delhi without pollution control certificate not to get petrol in Delhi from today. And in badminton, men's doubles pair of Sattvik Sairaj, Ranki Reddy and Chirag Shetty to play for semi-final in BWF World Tour Finals in Hangzhou, China today. And with that, we end the Midday News.